proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible program. We continue on our series in Ecclesiastes about dead ends on the path to prestige. Today we look at another false way that the preacher tried to follow. That is the acquisition of prestige. The preacher turned his attention to the prestigious endeavors he had gained for him. He wrote, quote, "I was great, and increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem," unquote. His statement implied that he deliberately sought after renown and recognition, to the degree that he made it one of his life's objectives. Note the adjectives he did not use in his assertion here. The preacher did not allude to his wealth, stating, "I was rich," nor did he affirm that "I became powerful." Garnering prestige appealed to the preacher's pride of life, that is, his desire to become important. The author of Ecclesiastes expounded on this matter more fully in the first chapter of that book. Quote, "Lo, I am come to great estate, and have gotten more wisdom than all they that have been before me in Jerusalem. Yea, my heart had great experience of wisdom and knowledge," unquote. He thereby boasted about his social status, saying, "I am come to great estate," and he boasted about his wisdom, saying that, "have gotten more wisdom than all they that were before me in Jerusalem," unquote. Other examples of this self-exaltation appear throughout the Bible. According to the fourth chapter of Daniel, for example, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon fell prey to this. As that monarch walked through his palace, he beheld the wonders of Babylon. Rather than thanking God for what God had given him, Nebuchadnezzar instead said, quote, "Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty?" Unquote. Divine retribution followed soon after, and Nebuchadnezzar came to realize that, quote, "those that walk in pride, he, God, is able to abase," unquote. Like Nebuchadnezzar, the preacher neglected to acknowledge that his exalted social status did not originate with himself. It came to him solely through the grace of God. As Paul asked the congregation in Corinth, in the fourth chapter of 1 Corinthians, quote, "What hast thou that thou didst not receive?" unquote. He amplified the statement in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, when he penned these words, quote, "We dare not make ourselves of the number, or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they, measuring themselves by themselves, and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise," unquote. If Solomon indeed wrote the book of Ecclesiastes using the pen name of the preacher, he probably knew how highly his peers esteemed him. The Queen of Sheba traveled far to hear the wisdom of Solomon. The writer of 1 Kings chapter 4 noted that, quote, "his fame was in all nations round about," unquote. That same author added that Solomon, quote, "spake 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 105, unquote. Indeed, according to Nehemiah chapter 13, there was no king like unto Solomon. Yet, whatever prestige Solomon may have obtained in this life seems to have dissipated after his demise. What kind of a legacy does he leave? The name of Solomon does not even appear in Hebrews chapter 11 as an exemplar of faith. Solomon came to realize that fame also resulted in vanity. In our next session, the conclusion of this series, we will study the conclusion that Solomon came to. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another Radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.